From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Palace Gong in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the General's Tale Academy, at the back of each side, there stood a small square fortress of 9 squares crisscrossed with diagonal lines, named Palace Gong. And inside her walls lived the most important piece on the board. Palace Gong never moved. She was a place, a 3x3 home with an X drawn across her, where the general and his advisor stayed, always, never stepping out. "I'm Palace Gong," she said, her voice steady as old stone. "The palace, Gong. I'm the home square. The general can't leave me. The advisors can't leave me. Some pieces think I'm a cage, holding them in. But I'm not a cage. I'm a shelter. I keep the heart of the side close, and walled, and safe, so the bold pieces can go win the game, knowing home is held." A young player grumbled, sliding the general around inside Gong's 9 squares. "He's trapped in there. Why won't the rules let him out?" General May, the mentor, smiled. "Imagine he could wander the open board," she said. "How long would he last?" The student pictured the general alone among enemy chariots and winced. "Oh, not long." "The palace isn't keeping him from freedom," May said. "It's keeping him from danger. Walls can be love." Palace Gong's diagonal seemed to glow a little. "Inside me, the general and advisors guard each other on the diagonal lines. Out there, they'd be lost. Home is where the heart of the side stays whole." The academy instructor asked Palace Gong to teach a class on safe places. "Our students leave the palace undefended and act surprised when the general falls," the instructor said. "Will you teach them to honor home?" Palace Gong was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule: keep the home strong. Picture my 9 squares and my diagonals. Keep the advisors crossing inside me. Keep an escape square open. Keep the general able to slide to safety. A strong palace wins quiet games. The enemy throws everything at the home, and it simply holds. A student built a snug palace, advisors crossed, every lane covered, and watched an enemy attack break against it like a wave on a wall. "Nothing got in," the student said, amazed. Palace Gong rumbled warmly. "That's a home that holds. The bravest attack means nothing against a well-kept home." After class, Palace Gong stood quiet in the dusk, her small lamps lit, the general resting safe inside her walls. For a long while, a heaviness had settled in her foundations. The lively pieces called her a cage. They felt sorry for the general, stuck inside her, while they roamed free. And she'd wondered, in her stone-still way, whether that was true, whether keeping someone in was a kind of unkindness, whether walls were always a sadness. But standing there in the lamplight, holding the general safe while an enemy storm spent itself against her and failed, the heaviness eased into a deep, sheltering warmth. Her walls didn't trap, they held. They were made of care, not punishment. A home that kept the most precious piece whole, so the whole side could be brave. Keeping someone safe inside was not a cage, when the inside was love. A grounded, glowing contentment filled Palace Gong, from her foundations to her little lamps, the quiet pride of being a true home base, and she stood steady through the night, glad to hold what mattered most. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Palace Gong. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.